back to Radio Islam International with myself, Ubaidullah Bodja, and we start the second part of our program. Two quick messages I would like to read before we start. The first is that Mother Moana Yusuf bin Nouri and Hafizat Rahman Mia shared a very close personal relationship. Also, their features were very much similar. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Aziz Lahey of Kempton Park sends me that message. The second message, I heard Mufti Radaul Haq saying that Allama Yusuf bin Nouri's tawakkul was such, he did not do collection for the madrasa. He used to say that we turn our attention to Allah, and Allah will turn the hearts of people towards the madrasa, and as such would not go out for collection. These are the two messages that we received in the midst of the program, and obviously time was against us to make mention of it in the first hour and the hour before that. We speak now in the second hour of another great personality, and these personalities are such that in the course of our studying, we had asatiza from Bin Nouri town, Karachi, and that was Hazrat Mufti Radaul Haq, and we had Mawshabi Rahmat Saluji, and they would refer to these stalwarts and these great people who then became the ulama that always we would die to be able to witness some of that greatness and that awe that they would ooze out from the sabak that we would hear about. And that is why when we speak about these ulama and when we discuss their life, you know, it's not just you speaking about the life of a personality, but a personality through whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used for the service of deen. We have on the line back Maulana Zahir Raghi. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Maulana.
Maulana, we discussed the next alim of Bin Nouri town, Karachi, and that is Mufti Wali Hassan. And Mufti Wali Hassan, just to put the listeners into perspective, he was then the senior ustad after Maulana Yusuf Bin Nouri rahimahullah, and the two of them were at one time teaching together. After that, obviously, when the passing away of Maulana Yusuf bin Nouri rahimahullah, Mufti Wali Hassan thereafter take over the reins of the senior teacher in the madrasa. Well, let's begin at that point to try and bring a correlation between the two. What was the relationship between the two giants of knowledge?
Subhanallah, Maulana, what a question, Maulana. You know, Maulana Yusuf bin Nouri rahmatullah alayhi had accepted the fiqh and the understanding of Mufti Wali Hassan in an amazing way. And he used to tell people that used to come before him, other muftis, that you, the people that you are mentioning are still crawling in the field of fiqh. And Wali Hassan has already reached the ceiling. That fiqh just radiates from his forehead. These are some of the sayings of Hazrat bin Nouri rahmatullah alayhi regarding Mufti Wali Hassan. Now, Mufti Wali Hassan, just to give you an understanding of the relationship that they had, and later on, inshallah, if time permits, I would like to talk a little bit about how he started teaching the kitabs of Tirmidhi and Bukhari, which Hazrat bin Nouri rahmatullah alayhi used to teach himself. But before that, Maulana, and this incident, when you talk about two giants, you know, and this maybe is such a beautiful lesson for us in our country, that how do we show respect to differing views. There's a very nice incident that has been recorded in the biography of Mufti Wali Hassan, that there was a fatwa that came, or istifta that came from Mufti Abdul Baqi of London. And the fatwa was regarding interest in living in a non-Muslim country. And this istifta was sent to Dioban. It was sent to Karachi, Mufti Taqi's madrasa. And it was also sent to Jamia Ulum Islamia, where Mufti Wali Hassan was the Mufti. However, Dioban and Karachi gave one ruling, while the ruling of the Bin Nouri madrasa was different. And it coincidentally, Hazrat Allama Bin Nouri rahmatullah alayhi at that time was in London. And he was the guest of Mufti Abdul Baqi. And Mufti Abdul Baqi asked Hazrat Bin Nouri rahmatullah alayhi the same question that he sent to the three Darul Iftas. And Maulana Bin Nouri's answer was the same as the answer that came from Dioban and the answer that came from Darul Ulum Karachi. Then he showed Maulana Bin Nouri the fatwa that came from his madrasa, which was signed by Mufti Wali Hassan, which was different from Maulana Bin Nouri's view and the two other Darul Iftas. And when Maulana saw that, and people that know Maulana bin Nuri Rahmatullah Alayhi, they knew about his anger also. And he became extremely angry. And there and there, he wrote a letter angrily and scolding Maulana Muhammad Ismail Bamji Rahmatullah Alayhi of our country, who was then the person that was in charge of the madrasa. And the other person that was in charge, those that studied in Karachi know, Laghari Sahab. And Maulana wrote a very stern letter scolding them about the fatwa of the madrasa that went against his personal view and against the fatwa of Darul Uloom, Deoband and Karachi. However, when Maulana returned to Karachi from his trip, the first thing that he saw that morning was Mufti Abdus Salam, who was the senior Mufti under Mufti Wali Hassan. From Bangladesh, and he was here recently also in our country. And Maulana scolded him and then called for Mufti Wali Hassan. And Mufti Abdus Salam said to him, look, we work under Mufti Wali Hassan, and whatever Mufti Saab had written, we just acknowledged that it was correct. And Mufti Abdus Salam then went to Mufti Wali Hassan and explained to him this anger that Maulana is expressing and about this whole fatwa. He, Mufti Wali Hassan, knew what was happening. So when Maulana called for him, Mufti Wali Hassan went with the Imdadul Fatawa with him. And the discussion started. And then Mufti Wali Hassan showed Maulana bin Nuri Rahmatullah Alayhi the Imdadul Fatawa and the ruling that Imdadul Fatawa had given, which coincided with basically Mufti Wali Hassan's ruling. They say that Maulana read that kitab, read the Imdadul Fatawa, read it a few times, and then he said, what a beautiful thesis on this matter. Why did the two other giants write differently? And he said, I had lots of confidence on them over you. I found them to be more better in fiqh over you. But I am now convinced of your superiority over others. And Maulana bin Nuri said to him and Mufti Abdus Salam, I apologize to you for showing and expressing my anger. And subsequent to that, Maulana used to call Mufti Wali Hassan Faqihul Asr.
Subhanallah.
Faqih of the time. So, just to give you an idea of their relationship, Maulana.
Maulana, we speak. Carry on, Maulana.
Also, Maulana, when we talk of, you said about subsequent to Mufti Maulana bin Nuri, Mufti Wali Hassan started taking the reins. It is mentioned that when Maulana felt that there is a time for me to make a change in the madrasa, and then he called for Mufti Wali Hassan. And Maulana Yusuf Ludhianwi, rahmatullah alayh, has recorded this in his books. Then he called Mufti Wali Hassan and he said to him, you know, I want to take some great work from you. And Mufti Wali Hassan in his humility said, Khadir hu, jo bhi kaam dena hai, whatever work you want to take from me, I'm ready. I'm a khadim. I'm ready and I'm at your service. So Maulana bin Nuri Rahmatullah Alayhi told him that I want you to start teaching Tirmidhi Sharif. However, I also feel that I want to pass on to you the benefit that I had taken from Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Alayhi. All the knowledge that I have of Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri, I feel that I want to transfer it to you. And therefore, my request is that study the Ma'arif al-Sunan, which I have written, because it has lots of what I've learned from Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri, and sit in my dars a little bit, so before you can start teaching Tirmidhi Sharif. Now, you imagine, here is Mufti Wali Hassan, the same person that Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri had called Faqihul Asr, the grand mufti and the head mufti of the Darul Ifta, is been asked by the principal to go over the Ma'arif al-Sunan, which was compiled by Maulana bin Nuri, and also to come and sit a little bit in the dars of Maulana bin Nuri, rahmatullahi alayhi. They say that Mufti Wali Hassan, rahimahumullah, made mutala of the Ma'arif al-Sunan of every sabak before sitting in the dars of Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri, rahmatullahi alayhi. And Maulana Yusuf Ludhiani writes that for 3 years consecutively, he sat in the dars of Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri, rahmatullahi alayhi, before starting to teach Tirmidhi Sharif.
Subhanallah.
Now, this shows you the humility of people. However, also what is very interesting, Maulana, that when Maulana Yusuf Bannuri Rahmatullah Alayhi passed on, may Allah fall his khabar of Noor, there was a discussion that who should now teach Bukhari. Obviously, Maulana in his life had already appointed Mufti Wali Hasan to take over the Tirmidhi, and he was teaching Tirmidhi during his time. And it was agreed that Mufti Sahib should teach the Bukhari. And Maulana Shabir Saluji and them were in the class in the year that Maulana Bannuri Rahmatullah Alayhi passed away. Maulana Shabir Saluji, Maulana Said Gardi, Maulana Yusuf Bamji, and many, Maulana Rafiq Haturani, Maulana Iqbal Haturani, these are people that were in the class. In the year that Maulana Yusuf Bannuri passed away, they say that for 10 or 14 days, I'm not too sure of the amount, that Mufti Wali Hasan did not have the courage to go and sit on the spot and teach Bukhari.
Allah,
in spite of he already been teaching Tirmidhi. And he says that what was amazing, that after a few days, he saw a dream, that in the dream he is sitting on the spot where Hazrat Bannuri Rahmatullah Alayhi used to sit, and he was teaching Bukhari, and Hazrat Bannuri Rahmatullah Alayhi was sitting quietly beside him. And the next day he had the courage to start teaching.
Subhanallah.
And his teaching was also amazing. Mufti Taqi Uthmani used to say about him,
we have the daughter of Mufti Wali Hasan who would like to say something. Can we just take the call?
Subhanallah, absolutely. That's a pleasure, Marana.
Appa, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm a daughter of Mahzat Malana Mansur Sahab from Zambia.
Ji, Omar Mansur Sahab, ji, Appa.
Ji, ji. My father was in Zambia in 1971. That time, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf, my father is the ustad of Maulana Yusuf, Maulana Hazrat Yusuf bin Nur Sahib was the ustad of my father. My father was a student of him, and he was really fond of him. And then, 1971, in Zambia, Hazrat Maulana bin Nur Sahib came to Zambia, and he told my father, after Isha Masjid, that tomorrow, for the time, you must come with the Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif, all that kitab you must carry on. Or you must stay on your head and you must come walking. So my father walked about 4-5 kilometers and he went there. And Hazrat Yusuf bin Nur Sahib was very happy and he gave him the son and he said, Abdullah, you made it. Shukr
alhamdulillah.
So then my father was very, very, very fond of him and he made that. No, my ustad told me, so I must do that. So my father did that.
It was the daughter. Mansur Sahib was just giving us the experience that your father had with Maulana Yusuf Bannuri Rahimahullah. See, Maulana, carrying on with the incident Maulana was making mention.
See, you know, Mufti Taqi Uthmani Rahmatullah. You know, if you look at the students of Mufti Wali Hasan, Subhanallah, Mufti Taqi Uthmani, giant in himself. Mufti Rafi Uthmani, giant in himself. Mufti Ahmadur Rahman, the former principal of Jamia Ulum Islamia bin Nuri Town. Mufti Habibullah Mukhtar, Dr. Habibullah Mukhtar, Mufti Radawul Haq, Maulana Harun Abbas Umar. You know, the list goes on. If you just look at the students of Mufti Wali Hasan, Subhanallah. Mufti Taqi Uthmani used to say that when he, Mufti Wali Hasan, first taught in Darul Uloom, Karachi.
Okay.
And he said that during the holidays, one day, Mufti Wali Hasan was busy with so much istiftas and he was writing and he went and he sat with Mufti Wali Hasan. And Mufti Wali Hasan told him, you know, take this and start writing the fatwa. And he says that at that time he was still doing hidayah and Mufti Wali Hasan was his ustad. And he makes mention that when I wrote it, he corrected me and he showed me how to write. And whatever I write up to this day is what I learned from Mufti Wali Hasan on that day.
Subhanallah.
Mufti Taqi Uthmani also says regarding Mufti Wali Hasan that, you know, the most difficult masla was made easy like flowing water. And also Mufti Sahib in his class, you only understood and appreciated Mufti Wali Hasan when you sat in his class. Otherwise, if one would have seen him outside, one would not even recognize the greatness and the knowledge of this man because of his simplicity and his simple dressing. And when he was teaching, subhanallah, Marana, you have some clips, or maybe you have a whole recording, which I recorded, which you have with you. And if you just listen to the style of his teaching, subhanallah, and in class, Mufti Sahib was such that if he found a student unattentive, you know, as students, you sometimes become unattentive to sleep or whatever. He used to say it with so much love and care, suno to dost, dost, suno, kitni achi baat hai. That's how he used to even speak, you know, and amazing he was. Extremely caring, soft-natured, never saw Mufti Wali Hassan ever cross. Humble, merciful, generous. He shared in the grief and happiness with others. There are so many stories and incidents, and inshallah, as we go along, maybe I would make mention of one or two. If you want to ask any question, Marana, otherwise there is some very nice stories or incidents of Mufti Wali Hassan, and one very interesting story which I would like to narrate to you was during the time of Ziaul Haq.
You know, respected listeners, just to give us a brief and understanding of who we're profiling, we are speaking of the Ustad of Mufti Taqir Uthmani, Mufti Rafi Uthmani, and our great Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Radaul Haq Sahab, Damat Barakatuhu Mul Aliyah, Hazrat Mufti Wali Hassan, who was known by his, by Maulana Yusuf Bannouri as the Faqih Ul Asr. We started off and we spoke a little bit about the interaction between the two scholars and the two giants. Also, I would like to make mention, with Maulana Zahir Sahab, what we had done was we had taken some of the recordings of Mufti Wali Hassan. In fact, majority of it is Bukhari Dars, his Shama'il Dars, his Dars of Tirmidhi Sharif, etc. It was about 700 cassettes, I think, and we converted it, alhamdulillah, to CD, which I think for the ummah at large, it will be something that will be greatly beneficial to them. And we are discussing and we are profiling the life of Mufti Wali Hassan. Mawlana, you made mention before that, that there is an interesting story that perhaps the listeners will find very motivational and you would like to share with us.
Yes, Mawlana. There was a famous fatwa and an incident that took place in Pakistan during the time of Ziaul Haq. And it was regarding masajids that were built on government land without permission. And courts gave a ruling and an attempt was made to make the court ruling supreme ruling over the fatwa of ulama and in some matters of Sharia. And regarding this, the court gave a ruling that the land where upon masajids were built without permission, the government had the right to break down those masajids and reclaim that land. And a fatwa was sought, and a fatwa was also sought from Bannouri Madrasa, and Mufti Wali Hassan gave a ruling. And he personally gave a ruling against the judgment of the court in Pakistan. And the Chief Justice was also the one that denied the ruling of Rajam. So Mufti Sahib gave a ruling, and subsequent to the ruling, there was an article that he wrote. And in the article, he made mention that Ghaliban, this is the same judge who was or who went against the ruling of Rajam, stoning to death. And the High Court brought a case of defamation against Mufti Sahib and the ulama that supported Mufti Sahib. And on 19th April in 1984, whilst we were still in Madrasa, in the Sindh High Court, the government were not sincere in establishing Islamic law at that time, and they brought a case of defamation against Mufti Wali Hassan. Mufti Abdul Salam was given the task to prepare the heads of argument, and on the set date, the court was jam-packed, and you know, it's a pity it was not this time of cell phones, otherwise you could have had recordings of what had happened that day. And the court was jam-packed, students, ustad, students of other madrasa, and the full bench of judges, five of them. And the judge asked Mufti Wali Hassan, rahimahumullah. And you know, if you know Mufti Wali Hassan, the simple, humble man being brought to court on a charge of defamation. And the advocate, the judge asked Mufti Sahib, who is representing you? And Mufti Sahib said, I am representing myself. However, this advocate, Muhammad Iqbal, might be assisting me. And the judge said to Mufti Sahib, you oppose the fatwa and the fatwa of even Mufti Shafi, rahimahumullah. However, you do not have a right to oppose the ruling of the court. And do you have anything to say about this? And the judge expected Mufti Sahib to withdraw his statement. So Mufti Sahib commenced by saying, after reciting the khutbah, Ad-deenun nasiha. And the minute Mufti Sahib said that, the judge interjected. And he said, we have not come here to listen to your bayan. Mufti Sahib said, well, I do not have the intent of defaming anyone. However, I stand to my point and I stand on my fatwa. If it is your intention that I withdraw this fatwa, let it be known that my connection and my relationship is with the ulama of Dioband. And the ulama of Dioband have never apologized and have never succumbed to the English style of judicial systems. And I therefore make it known that I will not withdraw nor apologize. And the minute Mufti Sahib made the statement, the entire courtroom reverberated with takbir for about 10 minutes. And it was just an amazing scene. And the judge left the seat and returned after the subsiding of the takbir. And he addressed Mufti Sahib and he said, you brought these people. And Mufti Sahib said, well, I didn't bring them. If you're making this claim, you need to have proof. And the hearing was adjourned, shifted to Islamabad on the 25th of April. However, when the hearing went to Islamabad, because this was in Karachi, they thought that nobody will come. The entire city of Islamabad was surrounded by military, and there was a curfew, and not a single bearded alim or anyone was permitted to enter Islamabad that morning. And when the case started, the entire case was withdrawn, and the judge asked Mufti Sahib to continue advising the court on these issues, and also withdrew his ruling of defamation. And alhamdulillah, the courts were not successful to make the ruling override the fatwa of Darul Iftas. And this was an amazing incident of Mufti Wali Hassan and his bravery and his courage.
One of the personality, did Mufti Sahib ever come to South Africa at any time?
Yes, alhamdulillah, Mufti Sahib came to South Africa. And he came to South Africa when Hazrat Sheikh Maulana Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali came and sat for etikaf in Stenga. And I also had an opportunity of traveling with him from Pakistan, and I stayed the whole month with him in Stenga. And that was the time when Hazrat Sheikh gave Mufti Wali Hassan his khilafah. And Mufti Wali Hassan, when he was given the khilafah, Mufti Wali Hassan cried profusely. And he said, I am not worthy of this position. I am not worthy of this position. And Sheikh Zakaria said to him that only those who do not regard themselves worthy are the ones that are worthy of this position. And up to then, it was known that Mufti Wali Hassan never used to give talks. He was a very shy type of person, never used to give talks. One only who would hear his dars. But subsequent to that, he himself says that what barakah that he received from Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, that he began giving talks, and subsequent he gave lots of talks.
Respected listeners, we are speaking about the life of Mufti Wali Hassan Rahimahullah, the ustad of many, many senior ulama of our country, and obviously many senior ulama around the world. And we are speaking to Hazrat Maulana Zahir Raghi. In the first hour, we were discussing the life of Mufti Wali Hassan Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri Rahimahullah Ta'ala. Maulana, is there anything significant that you would like to mention further about the life of Hazrat Mufti Wali Hassan Rahimahullah?
Yes, Maulana, his simplicity, his humility was, you know, something beyond imagination. However, you know, we have Mufti Radaul Haq in our country. And I took permission from Mufti Radaul Haq to make mention of this incident. And sometimes I've heard some of our very young ulama, you know, they don't have the insight and the knowledge. And this is something that we need to learn in our country, to show respect to our akabirin and our ulama. And some had also made mention that Mufti Sahib Raul Haq didn't do his iftar. You know, it's so shocking that people can even say these things. But I would like to just make mention. One day in Dars, and Maulana, if you have those recordings, you will even find that in those recordings. In the Dars, in the Bukhari Dars, Mufti Wali Hassan made mention
And he said, now this is the Faqih al-Asr that he's saying. And Mufti Sahib was, you know, he used to say sometimes such words that used to come out from him that one used to actually feel ashamed how he speaks, you know. And that was his humility. And he said, Meto kuch nahi hu. I am nothing. But I want to open my own madrasa. And I'm going to teach all the kitabs. And the only ustad that I'm going to take with me is Radaw al-Haq.
Subhanallah.
That's the caliber and the respect that Mufti Sahib had for Mufti Radaw al-Haq. Once, you know, in the madrasa, there were no funds. And funds came to an end and there were no funds. And this was also the amazing nature of Hazrat bin Nuri rahmatullah alayhi, that he never went out for correction and all of that. And when there were no funds, he called all the ustads and he said to them, look, I don't have funds. I'm unable to pay your wages and your salaries. And if any one of you wants to leave, you are free to leave. But not a single ustad left, because they were there solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after 2 months, when some funds came in, Mu'ana bin Nuri rahmatullah alayhi then went and paid the asatiza for the 2 months of salary that they did not get. And when he came to Hazrat Mufti Wali Hassan rahmatullah alayhi, and when Maulana gave Mufti Sahib the 2 months money, he refused to take it. And he said, the 2 months has passed, Allah provided, and there was no need for me to take this money. And I don't need this. Allah provided for me, and Mufti Sahib did not take any money from Maulana for the 2 months. This also shows the, you know, the simplicity and the lillahiyat of Mufti Wali Hassan. Also, you know, there are so many beautiful stories that he used to help people and other asatiza. It is said that one day, Mufti Abdul Salam has written about Mufti Wali Hassan, that one day he saw him very happy. And Mufti Abdul Salam writes that prior to that, there was a ustad that came to the Darul Ifta and said to Mufti Sahib, you know, Mufti Sahib, I have some difficulty, I need a loan, but I don't know, I can't get money from somewhere. If you can make some arrangements, I'll really appreciate it. I'm in some difficulty. So Mufti Wali Hassan said to him, okay, come with me. And the two of them were walking out, and that ustad told Mufti Sahib that, but I got sabah, can't we go after the asbaq? And Mufti Sahib said, no, don't worry, it won't take long. Mufti Sahib went to some of his friends outside the madrasa and took a loan on behalf of the ustad. And he took the ustad with. And the person that gave the loan to Mufti Sahib also said, Mufti Sahib, you know, why do you take up all this responsibility on your shoulders? Anyhow, he gave the ustad the money. And then the two of them went and teach in the dars. When Mufti Sahib returned from the dars, and Mufti Abdul Salam says, I saw Mufti Sahib extremely happy. And I asked him, you know, what's the happiness? He said, I'm happy because today Allah made easy the difficulty of one of our ustads.
Allah.
Now, what we're learning here is that he shared in the grief of people, and he also shared in the happiness of people. There was another incident that one day someone came to Mufti Wali Hassan, and he said, gave him a gift. He gave him a watch, and he gave him a sherwani, you know, the sherwani that people wear in those days. And Mufti Sahib looked at it and said, I don't need this. But the person insisted that Mufti Sahib kept it. The minute the person went away, Mufti Sahib took the watch, and he said to Mufti Abdul Salam, I see you don't have a watch. And Mufti Abdul Salam said, no, I don't need a watch. There is this clock here in the Darul Ifta. And Mufti Wali Hassan said, take this watch, take it for you. He went for dars. When he came back, he took the sherwani, he gave it also to Mufti Abdul Salam. And Mufti Abdul Salam said, but this is big for me. He said, no, wear it, one day it will fit you. And that's how he was. I recall one day, Maulana, I was walking past the Darul Ifta, and I saw Mufti Wali Hassan sitting in the Darul Ifta, and he had his rumal, you know, the shawl that he wore. He had it wrapped around him, and he was sitting like, you know, just sitting in the Darul Ifta wrapped with it. So I thought that, I don't know what's happening. And he made ishara to me to come in. So I went in the Darul Ifta, and subhanallah, Mufti Sahib did not have his kurta on. He was wrapped in his shawl. And he asked me to go to the house and go and fetch a kurta for him. Upon inquiring, what I've learned, that someone came and asked Mufti Sahib for his kurta. There and there, Mufti Sahib took out his kurta and gave it to the man and insisted that he must take the kurta.
Allahu Akbar.
These, you know,
They were amazing people. One day, I went to the Darul Ifta and we had this habit. And this is again, I'm saying this just for our community and our ulama to have the maturity of differences of opinion. Mufti Wali Hassan was a senior Mufti. Under him was Mufti Rada Wal Haq and Mufti Abdus Salam. And I went to him and we asked him the masla about prawns. Is it permissible to eat prawns? And Mufti Saab said, agar khana ho, to Mufti Abdus Salam se poocho. Agar nahi khana hai, to Rada Wal Haq se poocho. He used to call Mufti Saab, Mufti Rada Wal Haq, Rada Wal Haq. Now, here you see one Darul Ifta, and the head Mufti is accommodating two different views with regards to something. Now, this is what we see, the beauty and the maturity of these great giants.
Amazing, Moana, and both of them are students of the same person with differentiating views, and Moana accommodates both of them.
Subhanallah, that's the maturity, Moana, and that's why they are Faqihul Asr. That's why Hazrat Nuri had the courage of calling him and giving him the title of Faqihul Asr.
Moana, his relationship with Mufti Radawul Haqsab must have been very informal in that way.
Look, his relationship with Mufti Radawul Haq was very informal, but also there was that great respect. And two of his, primary students when we were studying was Mufti Radawul Haq and Mufti Abdus Salam. And their relationship was very close to each other, and they were extremely close and respectful for Mufti Radawul Haq. In fact, the incident that I told you now about Mufti Radawul Haq, that he said that if I opened my madrasa, I would take Rada Ul Haq with. When I made mention of this to Mufti Saab just about 2 weeks ago, Mufti Rada Ul Haq said, "Ha, bahut muhabbat karte the humse, bahut muhabbat karte the humse." That Mufti Wali Hasan showed acts of love to us.
Mama, before we call Mama Mumtaz Ul Haq, and we've been through quite a bit already, what else can we take from the life of Mufti Wali Hasan in terms of some of the qualities? One we've learned was his simplicity, his humility, the great charity that he would give, especially on the spur of the moment. What are some of the other standout features from the life of Maulana?
Maulana, maybe, if I can just conclude by something, Mufti Abdus Salam has written about Mufti Wali Hasan, and he said that 1 month after the demise of Mufti Wali Hasan, he saw Mufti Wali Hasan sitting in the middle of the Darul Ifta and answering questions, and some asked for written replies, and as they asked for written replies, he pointed towards Mufti Abdus Salam. Now Mufti Abdus Salam is saying that in the dream, I'm asking myself that how is this possible? Mufti Sahab was so ill, he passed away. His janaza was performed, but how is he here? Now, should I ask him? Now, all this is in his dream. So he said, should I ask him? And in the dream, I asked him the question, and I said, yeah, Mufti Saab, weren't you so ill? Didn't you pass away and your janaza was performed? How are you here? He says, in the dream, this was 1 month, exactly 1 month after Mufti Saab passed away. Mufti Saab passed away on the 2nd of Ramadan, 1415, on a Friday morning. And on the 2nd of Shawwal, Mufti Abdus Salam says he saw this dream. And he says, Mufti Saab replied, that was the period of a test, imtihan. Alhamdulillah, the test is over. And he was now looking extremely healthy. Subhanallah, what a beautiful dream about Mufti Saab. Also, you're talking about, a last bit about his personality. Once during Hajj in the Haram, someone in the rush, whilst Mufti Saab was in sajda, put his leg on the head of Mufti Wali Hasan. And he was hurt, and he was hurt quite a bit. And someone asked him what had happened. Now, instead of pointing to another person that put his leg on Mufti Saab's head, and he said, instead of saying, someone put his leg on me, Mufti Saab referred to this, and he said, the evil from my head has been tramped on.
Allahu Akbar.
That was his humility. Man, there are so many more incidents and stories that we can talk about Mufti Wali Hasan.
maybe we can ask Maulana Mumtaz will have to say a few things. All I can say that Mufti Saab was an amazing personality, his humility. And really, I will repeat this over and over. Until one has not sat in the dars of Mufti Wali Hassan, one would not appreciate the knowledge, the encyclopedia of knowledge that, you know, radiated from Mufti Wali Hassan.
Maulana, jazakallah so much for your time, inshallah. Perhaps at a later stage we could look at some of the other satiza of the Darul Uloom and the Jamia, so that we as younger ulama could learn more from such illustrious scholars of our era.
Inshallah.
Yeah. Jazakallah khairan, Maulana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam.
We have on the line with us Maulana Mumtaz al-Haq, also a student of Mufti Wali Hassan, who also studied in the madrasa as well. Maulana, we welcome you back to the Ulema Profile program. Maulana Mufti Wali Hassan, a great giant. Many of us don't know him, obviously, because of when he had passed away, and we didn't have interaction because we were unfortunate and we were much younger. What can you share with us regarding the life of Mufti Saab?
Yeah, just now I was listening to other Maulana Zahir Saab Madhazilul Ali, very beautifully mentioning to us ajeeb things, mashallah, things we knew and lot we did not know even. So mashallah, Hazrat, he was our ustad, as Maulana has mentioned. His outstanding quality was humility and tawazo. And normally we hear from other people, tawazo is like a formality, but inside the heart there is a lot of takabbur. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Maulana.
Yeah, okay. So, but in the case of Hazrat Mufti Saab being such a giant alim, he felt that he thought he is nothing. And is ajeeb, one incident makes us laugh also, but makes us cry also about him. You know, he went to Raivin, and he used to go for Ishtima also sometime.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to go from Raivin to Lahore, and there was no transport. He went to the station, and the train was so full, he could not get the place. Then another train came, the goods train. And the good train stopped, there was one compartment reserved for animals. They carry, you know, buffaloes, guy bhens and all that, bakris and all that, right? And that was empty. He just jumped in it, put his rumal there and sat on that rumal, and he said, I am fine here. So the students were with him, they said, Hazrat, this is for haywanat, this is for animals. So he said, yes, I am also a haywan and natik.
Allah Akbar.
Haywan and natik. Now we read the mantik, you know, haywan and natik. So how he used it for himself, and he said, I don't care, I will sit here, and even if it is for animals, we are all animals.
Allah.
Allah. Now nobody will say it, as Maulana was saying, you know, sometimes we feel shy to mention what he said about himself, but that is how it is. Another interesting thing was that he was very fond of eating pan. As mostly India, our India Akabir, they like to eat pan. So he was fond of eating pan, but had very limited funds for that. So, and also he is very well known, he was known that he was very obedient son and very serving and kind to his mother. He used to receive his monthly salary and take it full lump sum, give it to his mother. Then she used to give him every day money for spending, like she gives small children,
Allah,
even when he was teaching Tirmidhi at home, in Darul Uloom. That is the type of person he was. So, now what happened, sometime he used to get like a 25 cents, and that is either he can take it and use it as a ticket for his transport, or he can buy pan. One of the two things. So what he did, he used to buy pan, eat it, and walk from his place about 5 kilometers or 4 kilometers. From there, you walk to madrasa. And he say, okay, I rather eat pan and I'll walk. And it will take you about an hour walking, coming, and 1 hour going. But that's how he was.
Well, in terms of his academic ability, especially in the iftar department, can you share some of us, Maulana, did you study tahqiq under Mufti Saab?
No, we done Tirmidhi. I done Tirmidhi in Dora
under Mufti Saab.
Under Mufti Saab, but remember Mufti Sahab, as Maulana was mentioning, Hazrat Binuri Rahmatullah Ali had such regards for him, that I remember these words Hazrat Binuri Rahmatullah Ali said about him. The other muftis are quarter muftis, or you can say 250-gram mufti. And this Mufti Sahab, Mufti Wali Hasan Sahab, is a 1,000-gram mufti, ek sher ke mufti hai ye. So he is a full mufti, others are quarter muftis. So that's how, if Hazrat Binuri calls him the full mufti and faqihul asr and such great things, who are we to come and judge him and say about his knowledge? He was a mufti of the muftis, actually.
I was fortunate enough that we transferred his dars of Bukhari and Tirmidhi from cassette to CD. One thing for me that I was not finding difficult, but Hazrat had the habit of talking very fast in his dars.
Yes, but Hazrat had Ajib, Hazrat is still not so fast as Hazrat Binuri, but
okay.
Hazrat had, Hazrat Mufti Sahib had luknat and stuttering, Ajib type of stutter, but those who listened to his, like we were, alhamdulillah, fortunate, we enjoyed his stutter. When he stuttered by something, he will get stuck on a word and then say it. So we enjoyed it, actually. It was so beautiful. Listening to him and understanding was no problem. In fact, I felt there was a more difficulty in listening to Hazrat Binuri Rahmatullah Alayh, because his speed was very, very fast. But yes, those who are not used to, they might feel Mufti Sahab fast. But Mufti Sahab was very fasih, very, very good speaker, Mufti Wali Hasan Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, very clean and clear speaker. He had ajeeb, like you can say that as a teacher, he was a complete teacher. You know, he will be a teacher for a intelligent student, he will be a teacher for a medium class, he will be a teacher for everybody. Whosoever listens to him, according to his ability, he will understand and he will take benefit. And Hazrat's speciality was, he will explain the most difficult thing in a very simple way. And had a very comprehensive knowledge of the subject. Like, for example, in hadith, he will talk about the Rijal also. And then the Jarah Ta'dil will talk. Then he will talk about the status of the Masala and the Ikhtilaf and the Dalail and our Jawabat and everything. And then, for example, suddenly, if there is a Masala of today, you know, like women, this thing, Jihad, or people, you know, talk and write about it, or modernism, or Inkar-e Hadith, he will connect it. All the masail will connect it to the issues of today.
Subhanallah.
And that was his speciality.
Maulana, your ta'alluq was in, did you have a relationship or any interaction with Hazrat apart from teaching, maybe out of class or something that we could learn from?
Very, very, very little. As I told you, we were from our madrasa, from our classroom to room, from there to masjid. There were three places. Mostly, and that's how we did not have much time to spend with our asada. That is actually to my regret. But little bit here and there, sometimes we steal the time, we go and sit with them, because there was a lot of respect and awe. We didn't want to disturb them. So there are a certain group of students who are more qualified to be around them, like Khadim type, you know.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
yeah.
We did not have that, and we went, if we wanted to ask them something, then otherwise we said, no, we don't want to interfere with our teachers and all. So that's why. But we saw them quite a bit in the class, outside the class. But when you look at Mufti Wali Hasan Sahab, even in our personal interaction, as if he is just another student with us, not a teacher even. And he will talk in such terms like yaar, dost, like that he will say, as Maulana was mentioning exactly. Dost, suno, dosto, suno. That's how he talks outside also. So we never felt, until somebody knows that he is teaching in the class, you won't know that he's a ustad, he's a Sheikh ul Hadith, he's a teacher of Tirmizi, and he is such a great personality. Subhanallah. I remember even he was eating paan, spittle of paan on his clothes and all that. You can see some marks, all that, part of his simplicity. And we never seen him in stylish clothes and all, never ever.
Allah. Mawlana, jazakallah so much for your time this evening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you.
Ameen. It was my pleasure to talk about our asatidah and our mashayikh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to follow their footsteps.
Ameen, inshallah.
Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Respected listeners, it was 2 full hours of amazing speaking about the qualities of Mufti Wali Hassan and Maulana Yusuf Bannouri rahimahullah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really grant us from that knowledge, that spirituality, that humility that we heard of in the last 2 hours. And may we equally benefit from our current asatiza, especially Hazrat Mufti Raza al-Haq sahab, damat barakatuhum al-aliyah. Next week, inshallah, carry on with the theme, Darul Ulum Deoband. Inshallah, Mufti Zubair Bayat will be coming on, and Mufti sahab will be speaking to us about some of the current ulama in the Darul Ulum Deoband. Before we close today's program, we're going to ask our engineer to play us a recording of Hazrat Maulana Mufti Wali Hassan rahimahullah, and thereafter, inshallah, we will close the program. From myself, Ubaidullah Boja, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
او سارے مشق مالے کو ڈاکٹر جمع کر دو، یہ قطر خون تو بنا دی، بڑے تیر مارا تو آمارا خون نکالا تھا ٹیوب کے اندر اور دوسرے میں چڑھا دیا، بڑے تدبیر ہو گئے سب، خون تو بنا کر یہ قطر نہیں تو بنا دو نا، روح تو جانے دو، یہ جسد کی چیزیں ہیں تم تو بنا دو، آخر کچھ قدر کچھ کمال دے سادہ ڈاکٹر جی کا، یہ قطر خون تو بنا دو، ٹھیک ہے مارے ہو اللہ کے بناؤ کلو ہے کہ تم نے ایک دوسرے لگا دیا تو آگ کار دوسرے لگا دے، گردہ کار دوسرے لگا دے، وہ کیا گردے لگا تو کاٹتے ہو، بکری سے کاٹتے سامنے لگا تو آنکھ میں پھینک دیتے ہو، کیا کرتے ہو، یہ تو کسائی تم ہو، انسانی کسائی ہے ڈاکٹر، یہ کسائی بہت اچھا مہارت آ گیا، بہت اچھے سالات تیز تیز دیہات عمدہ بنا دی ہیں، اچھے صفائی سے کاٹ لیتے ہیں، بے ہوش کر دیتے ہیں، کاٹتے بالتے چیز کے بھاگتے ہیں، آخر جو اچھے حیوان کا جو کام کرتے ہیں آخر میں کسائی بیل کے ساتھ وہ انسان کھڑے کرتے ہیں، کمال کم سوا اللہ کی چیز ہے، ایک دوسرے لگا دی، روح کا تعلق موجود ہے، لیکن روح کیسے آیا اور روح کا تعلق کب ختم ہوتا ہے، آج تک ان کا کوئی فلسفہ قیامت تک حاضر کر سکتے، کل روح من امر ربی وما اوتیت من العلم الا قلیلا. ہمارے حضرت شیخ امام العصر، ہمارے مولانا کبیر استاد، ہمارے استاد مولانا مشاہد رحم اللہ، ان کے شعر عربی کے اندر بایولوجیا ادھا کذالک محبتا لتخریج من سر الحیات ومن جلا، یہ بایولوجیا جو ہے علم الحیات، آخر میں کہتے بایولوجیا ادھا کذالک محبتا لتخریج من سر الحیات ومن جلا، آخر میں آج سارے بایولوجیا والے علم الحیات کے علماء جو ہیں سردان تھک گئے کہ حیات کا راز کیا ہے، آج تک پتہ نہیں چلا، امن جلا کیا ان کو جی ماریں گے، یہ خدا کا پہچان نہیں. تو میں نے کہا بھائی خدا کا پہچانا تو کیا، انسان کی معمولی جو چیز ہے آخر یہ خون کیسے بنتا ہے، خون سے 70 قطرے کے حساب تو خوب جانتے ہیں بہادر، کہ 70 قطرے خون سے ایک قطرہ منی بنتا ہے، بڑے بہادر منی کیسے بنتا ہے، منی تو بڑا ہو نا، تم بڑے لباٹری تمہارے پاس ہے، کروڑوں تم خرچ کر رہے ہو، لباٹری تحقیقات کر رہے ہو، بڑی ریسرچ کر رہے ہو، آخر میں جڑی بوٹی کی تحقیقات کر رہے ہو، بتلاؤ تو صحیح قطرہ منی تو بنا دو، کیا کہتے ہیں کہ حوالہ کی منی نکالتے ہیں دوسرے لگاتے ہیں، سبحان اللہ، خدا کی چیز لگا کے جگہ پہ لگا تم کچھ کیا اس نے کیا، تم کیا کر سکتے ہو، آج تک یہ سائنسدان سارے حیران ہے کہ آخر میں بیج اتنا ڈالتے ہیں اسی وقت وہاں سے نکلتا ہے پودا، آخر اس پودے کے اندر کوم پل کے الگ رنگ ہے، پتے کا الگ رنگ ہے، پھول کا الگ رنگ ہے، بیج کا الگ رنگ ہے، آخر خوشبو الگ ہے، مزہ الگ ہے، فائدہ الگ ہے، کیسے کلر کہاں سے پیدا ہوئی، آج حیران ہے، اتنے تو وہاں نہیں کر سکتے، عمر آفس میں علم خریدا کیا انسان کیا کرے. تو بہرحال میرا مطلب خیر یہ تھا کہ اللہ کو ہم کیسے پہچانے، کوئی ہمارے پاس ذریعہ ہے، اللہ کی مخلوقات میں سے جو سب سے قریب ترین چیز ہے آخر میں اس کو نہیں پہچانتے، جو ہمارے اعضاء ہیں اس کی عقیدت ہم کی نہیں معلوم، زبان کیوں بول رہی ہے کسی عقیدت کیا معلوم، کیسے بول رہی ہے، آخر میں یہ آنکھ جو ہے کیسے دیکھ رہی ہے، تم نے بہت تفصیل کی، یوں ہے وہاں سے یوں آئی پردے ہیں، یوں پردے ہیں اور یہ رطوبتیں ہیں تفصیل، لیکن کیوں کچھ نہیں، آخر میں تو در حقیقت میں آج ہوا کہ مخلوقات کے اندر جو ہمارے آس پاس کی چیزیں ہیں آج ہم اس کی حقیقت نہیں معلوم، تو جو رب ہے ان حقائق کا اور جو خالق ان حقائق کا ہے اس کی حقیقت میں کیسے پڑھ سکتے ہیں، جو خدا نے پیدا کیا حقر میں کس کا امکان ہے، تو اللہ تو ہم تو پہچانے کے تو کوئی نہیں، صرف آتا تو تھا یا سبحان اللہ کیسا عجیب نظام بنایا ہے، آسمان تو کیا چاند سورج تارے، آسمان تک پہنچے نہیں، بےقوف کہتے کہ آسمان ہی نہیں، سنا نہیں آسمان کہتے نہیں، کیوں وہاں تک ان کی اثر گاہ پہنچی تھی، وہاں سے حماقت ہی ہوئی کہ بطری ملک کے جو فلسفہ تھا پرانا سائنس، آخر پرانا فلسفہ اور سائنس یہ تھا کہ انہوں نے یہ بتلایا تھا کہ سب پہلے ایک آسمان ہے، خدا نے بتلا کہ سات آسمان ہیں بس، اور سب سیارات میں تارے، اور یہ فرمایا تھا کہ آسمان جو قریب آسمان ہے اس کے لیے ہم نے سارے کرے جو ہے وہ لقد زینت سما اجل مسابیحا، ہم نے بڑے خوبصورت چراغوں کے ساتھ دنیا کے آسمان کو زینت اور آج دی ہے، تو وہ ہے کہ اس کا مطلب ہے کہ سارے سارے وارے چھوٹے بڑے جتنے کچھ بھی ہیں وہ آسمان کے نیچے نیچے ہیں، اور آسمان کے لیے زینت ہے، اور جو آسمان قریب آسمان ہے جو دنیا کا قریب آسمان ہے اس کے لیے زینت ہے، جیسے یہ قمقمے لگے ہوئے ہیں اور چھت کے لیے زینت ہے، تو بات اللہ کے ساتھ تھی، لیکن
تو آپ حضرت گنگوئی رحمہ اللہ نے جو بخاری پڑھاتے تھے تو ان کے شاگرد مولانا زکریہ کے والد مولانا یحییٰ صاحب اس کو لکھتے رہے. وہ تقاریر جمع ہوئے اور حضرت مولانا زکریہ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ نے حضرت زکریہ نے ان اس تقریر کی تخریج کی اور اس کی تشریح اور توضیح کی اور اس کا نام لکھا رکھا علامہ دراری علی صحیح البخاری. اور اس میں حضرت گنگوہی کے علوم اور معارف جمع ہو گئے. وہ جمع آتی ہے علوم کثیر اور معارف جمع سارے علوم جمع ہوئے اور دیوبند کے علماء کا اصل رات المال جمع ہو گیا. بڑی بات بڑی چیز. اور میں نے وہ کتاب بہت پڑھی ہے ابھی پڑھتا ہوں. اس کتاب سے عجیب معلوم ہوتا ہے کہ تم تو عجیب سمجھو گے. میں حافظ کی کتابیں پڑھتا ہوں ساری کتابیں پڑھتا ہوں تو بیٹلا کہ حضرت گنگوہی کی بات تو جہاد حافظ وغیرہ سے اونچی ہوتی ہے. آپ یعنی حافظ ابن حجر سے ان کی توجیہات اونچی ہوتی ہے کبھی. بعض جگہ پر حافظ کی توجہ مرجو ہوتی ہے لیکن مولانا گنگوہی کی توجہ اس سے اونچی ہوتی ہے. اتنا بڑا کام دیوبند کو رمن ہے. اتنا بڑا کام. لوگ تو آج کل دیوبندیوں میں کافر کہتے ہیں اور یہ کہتے ہیں لیکن یہ بولا ہمارے دیوبند بہت بڑا کام. بلکہ میں جب ایسی بات کہتا ہوں میں نے لکھا بھی تھا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے جو مقاصد نبوت تھی جانتے ہو تو حضور کسی کی دنیا میں آئے تھے جانتے ہیں بویس النبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. کیوں حضور کی باقت ہوئی؟ یہ مقاصد نبوت تھی. خود قرآن نے حضور کے مقاصد نبوت کو مختلف جگہ پر بیان کیا. سورہ آل عمران میں لقد من اللہ المؤمنین اس بات حقیق رسول میں انفسین یتلو علیہم آیاتی وہ یزکی ہوں وہ یعلمہم الکتاب والحکمہ وہ ان کام میں لکھا تو تجال میں. یعنی پھر اس کے بعد ایک جگہ ہے کہ ابراہیم علیہ السلام کی دعا ہے ربنا وبعث رسولا یتلو علیہم. پھر ایک جگہ پر سورہ جمعہ کے اندر حضور کے مقاصد. تو قرآن نے مختلف آیات میں رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے مقاصد نبوت کو جمع کیا. وہ مقاصد نبوت کیا بنتے ہیں؟ مقاصد نبوت بنتے ہیں تعلیم الکتاب.